So under normal circumstances, as we saw in the last section, what you do with equity settled share-based payments is you basically work out the fair value at the grant date and you keep it at the grant date all the way through the vesting period, job done. Now, the only problem is well, what if you can't get a fair value? What if you can't get a market value? And the standard says, well, for a non-listed company, it might be tricky, but you could use some sort of valuation technique, although it doesn't say what, but it says you should try and get somewhere close to fair value. And failing that, then you are allowed to use the intrinsic value, which is basically this. If the share price at the moment is, let's say, $10, and the option says, right, you can buy in 3 years' time that $10 share for $4. Well, therefore, the intrinsic value of it is $6 because you're getting something worth 10, but it's going to cost you four anyway. So intrinsically, it's worth six. So the intrinsic value there, share price less the exercise price, share price being 10, exercise price being 4, the intrinsic value is allowable, but really only in rare occasions, and you are expected to be able to get close to a market value anyway. But if this intrinsic value option is chosen, instead of keeping that intrinsic value at the exercise date, what you've got to do is remeasure it each year because obviously the share price will be changing. So you have to remeasure it each year to its new intrinsic value. Must just stress though, it's very rare and so therefore far less likely in the exam.